Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Foussaud.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife. Hey, Eva.
Hey, Danielle.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So we typically like to keep our episodes a little lighthearted.
We try to be fun.
One of the listeners worded it as freelance hot takes. And I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Because that is what we're doing.
But she's setting us up. Do we have cold takes today?
I think cold cuts.
If y'all don't love us, we love each other.
It's a bunch of baloney.
Somebody hire us so we can do that. You could pay us to come up with these terrible taglines.
A copywriter.
All right.
Okay, man. That was a good intro. So yeah,
we're doing
Eva,
awesome.
Today, we're talking about the
not sexy side.
The not sexy side of running a graphic design freelance company.
Yeah.
Because when everyone thinks about freelance, they're thinking about the fun side of it, right?
You're that capital D designer that I talked about a couple episodes ago about you have cool glasses and you work on your laptop.
Living in a high rise.
Your whole house is white.
Yeah.
And these prints. But yeah, nobody like envisions us billing.
Yeah.
Prepping our books,
scanning our receipts,
tracking our mileage.
Oh man.
So we're going to talk about not sexy stuff today.
Yeah.
And if you're an accountant and you find this stuff sexy, Godspeed. I'm sorry if I upset
and
you.
And I've got a beef with you, and we'll cover that on this podcast.
So we don't normally kind of rattle off what we're going to cover, but I'm going to do it to make sure I cover all the business things that I'm used to telling people about when I talk about this. So, I think we're going to talk about taxes.
Yep.
Billing.
Yes.
Accountants.
Yeah, we are.
Bookkeepers, which is a new thing for me.
Yeah.
Attorneys.
Oh, that's a good one.
And something, because I've been talking to some students at USC recently, telling them how I started my business.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that I always talk about, so I think this is cool to start with, I actually do think it's a little bit sexier than scanning receipts, is what do you name your company?
Yes.
I can lead with this unless you want to go in.
Let's explain why we named it what we did. Because we don't have super unique names.
So yes, I always start when I'm in these like classes with students and I'm like, my company's name is Eva Foussaud Creative.
Yeah.
Which is not very creative.
No. I'm about to do.
There's like 10 of us alone in Columbia.
This will air after I do it, but we have that Ghost Boss presentation come up, and I've been doing rehearsals by myself, and I noted like we both kind of do the same thing. I'm like, we weren't very creative coming up with
our
name.
People that, but this is what I counter with, because there's Danielle Sally Creative, Eva Foussaud Creative, Tim Floyd Creative. I think Kate Maloney's website has Kate Maloney Creative on it. A couple notes, in my opinion. Number one, I like creative over designs because it like broadens your scope.
I obviously felt the same way.
Yeah.
Yes.
But for me, I started my freelance career 15 years into like my career.
Yeah.
And when I named my company, it was a formality. It was something to put on my taxes. It was something to put on my letterhead.
Right.
It was to make a little logo. 95% of my brand equity is just in my name.
Yeah.
But for me, I didn't want to create. So let's play out a different scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pretend I named my company Purple Comb Studios.
Okay.
I'm saying that because I'm sitting next to a purple comb.
Oh, I see it now. I was like, where did she come up with that gem?
Well, it's been raining and I had to fix my bangs because this is now a video podcast and I'm trying to look Bonita up in this joint.
Some days I'm like, why do we do video?
Right. So Purple Comb Studios is the name of my company. Once again, I have brand equity in my name. I've been networking for 15 years for other companies. So people knew me from like the hospital or the hospital association, but they knew me as Eva Foussaud.
Right.
Now I have to go into things and say, I'm Eva Foussaud from Purple Comb Creative.
Right.
Or Purple Comb Suit, whatever I named it. And now when I sponsor stuff, if people it's don't know that's comb. Me,
yep.
they now I've lost some brand equity. Because like
you've already built your personal brand.
Correct.
And for years at this point.
Correct.
And I was in that same boat where I've already built up.
People knew who Danielle Sally was.
Yes. Yep. You should. No.
Yes.
But especially in our local market.
Like, yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. I built up my personal brand so much. But then also, you know, coming from the agency side, we worked with contractors a lot. And a lot of times I knew them by their name.
Correct.
Not so much their company names. Right. Like there's some I've been friends with for years and I still have to like make sure
what's
I got
your company name again.
And there's some I just know because I've worked with them so long. But like, you know, being in a boat exactly like yours where we've always been working for someone else and we've already built up our personal brand. For me, it made sense. People know me.
Yes.
They're going to work with me.
Correct.
So I went with probably a little basic business name.
Hey, look, if several of us in this city alone have done it and we're all successful at what we do, I think we're doing fine.
Right. Exactly. You know, I think it'd be different. I always think, I already have people asking me, do you think you'll get to the point you'll hire more people? And it's just not something I'm thinking about right now. Right. I'm having too much fun being by myself.
Yeah.
But I do think about like, if I ever get to the point that I do decide to grow this, so you never say never, maybe then I would consider changing my name because then I don't know how much I want it to be about me.
Sure.
Because I'm such a team player. I don't know how much I would want it to be about me as I would want it to be about this company I'm creating.
But my counter to that would be, because my feeling's the same way. I never intended on this growing. Now, I know our friend Bailey Lewis.
Yes.
She started freelancing 2 or 3 years ago. Bailey's company is called Words First Content Strategy. Mm-hmm. And so Bailey had this vision of like building out like the structure. And
she's done a great job with it.
She's doing incredible. But her business model from the beginning was very different than mine or yours. Right. Also, my counter to you would be how many agencies have people's last names attached to them?
Right.
Many, right?
Right, right.
Wyden Kennedy, fair. Ogilvy. Fusa is going to be an Ogilvy one day.
They drop the first name.
They do. So if I ever, to your point, if I ever grow beyond this, it's probably going to start out small. Like I'll subcontract before I'm bringing on employees.
Yeah.
Same. Right.
Yeah.
And then it's going to really depend on the business model at that point. Am I trying to start like a boutique agency or something like that? Or like a true design studio? Maybe I pivot the name. But if I'm really just hiring people to support what I'm doing and I'm still the primary person, I'm just like bringing them in as extra hand. I mean, I think that it's a crossroads you can come to later.
Exactly. And that's not like, if I ever need a change name, I can go down that road, but you know, it's a personal decision, but ultimately the first step is deciding what your name's going to be.
Decide what your name's going to be. So decide your name and then you take your name to an attorney.
Yes.
Yes.
So I actually had lunch with someone yesterday that was asking me about this because they're going to consider doing like a little side hustle freelancing. Mm-hmm. And they asked me because it's very, South Carolina makes it super, maybe too easy to set up an LLC.
It's not just South Carolina. Like, I don't know.
A lot of places, right?
I don't know if you've ever read any, like some of these celebrities, they have like 500 LLCs under their name because they just move stuff around and like they run out of things to call it. So I think like one of the Kardashians LLCs from a long time ago is like Kim is a Princess LLC or something like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Somebody Google me and like spec check me on that. But anyway.
So he was asking me, you know, is it really as simple as just filling out a form online or did you like how did you go about that? And so I told him, you know, I have a friend of mine who's an attorney.
Yeah.
She does it all the time.
Yeah.
To me, it was assurance that it was being done correctly.
Same.
I, you know, she does it all the time and she knew exactly what to ask me.
Yep.
And it did not take long at all.
Yep.
And it was a very, very easy process.
Yes.
And we filled out all the things, but like, Just knowing that
it was done right.
There was no questioning anything because I have trust that she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes.
She's a very smart woman.
Yes. So when I was talking to the students a couple of weeks ago, because they had questions about that as well, I was like, I hired an attorney and I already had an accountant. You can get away with not having an accountant. I just recently hired a bookkeeper. You can get away with not having a bookkeeper.
Right.
But I was like, I implore you to go to an attorney. And I told them like how my company is organized And I said, don't write that down because how my company is organized is different from yours.
Yeah.
So like several of those students sell a significant number of prints. And I was like, so I don't sell anything like that. So I don't ever have to mess with sales tax,
right?
But you are going to have to deal with sales
because
tax.
Because you're selling inventory.
Correct. Yes. So I was like, go to an attorney, pay the money. You can write it off on your business taxes. When I first started my business, I clearly didn't have my income yet.
Yeah.
And so, and you can't set up your business bank account until you have your LLC and your EIN number or EIN, not EIN number. I said the number. It's like saying an ATM machine. It's ATM.
Yeah.
I like correcting myself.
Good job.
EIN is it an initialism or an acronym?
Initialism.
Good job.
Yeah, learning already.
I give you a Girl Scout cookie, but I'm going to eat them all.
I have too many at home.
So what I did is I paid for the attorney fees up front.
Yep.
And there were a couple other things I had to pay up front before I could start my business account. And so then I took the EIN, started the business account, put some seed money in there. Yep. And then I was able to reimburse myself for business expenses incurred prior to the business starting. So that's a way to do it. So you're looking at, I mean, I told these students, and I think I'm probably, so you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
My initial investment to get my bank account started was like less than $500 between attorney fees and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I already had a computer. I already had a lot of that stuff set up.
You did not. I had to buy a computer because I had always been supplied a computer and I never, because I was in a situation, it was very, very rare if I did freelance because we talked about it before. I worked at HD, I had to get it approved. And so I actually never bought a computer. So I did have to purchase a computer. That was my biggest expense. And, but it's also the, I can't do the job without
the
it.
Money you made back. So how did you do that? Did you buy it up front and then reimburse yourself later? Did you wait till you had money in the account?
So what I did, I bought it with the seed money.
Oh, okay. So,
I put enough, I made sure I put enough in my account,
your business
to
account.
Start
yeah.
that it would cover the hard expense of having the laptop and any other things that I knew I needed to get in order to kick things off.
Yeah.
And so I waited to purchase it though, until closer to when I knew I was going to be definitely going full time. So I think I purchased it in May and then I went fully full-time by July 1. So I had some time there to kind of make sure I was in a good point.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable sharing like how much you started with seed?
Yeah. Money? I think I put about, I'm trying to remember now. I think I put about $5,000 in.
Okay.
And that was because I knew, actually I might've put a little more than that because I had also set up a money market account.
Okay.
Because the rates were real good at the time that I was getting things set up. So I set up my business account and a money market account, put some money in the money market account, put some enough money in my business account so I can cover the hard expenses. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep it. I kind of figured by the end of my first year, I could have up to like $10,000. In expenses. Yeah. I also wasn't a full year.
You started in the summer, right? See, I started in...
Right, you started early in the year.
I started in February, but I'd been prepping starting in December.
So I was trying to think through like, okay, this is about how much.
Yeah.
So I kind of put like half of what I thought
you would
end up being it by the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
So, and it all worked out well. But like, you got to think about all that too, going into it of how much do I need to spend hard cost to figure out how much
before
seed
you start
money.
Making the money. Yeah.
Right. Cause you already had a computer. So your seed money.
I only put $1,000 in for
my seed. Exactly. So yours is going to be lower than mine because you had the means of making everything.
Yeah. So I knew I was going to have to reimburse. I also knew I had time to reimburse myself on the legal fees.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't have to do it right away. So I only put $1,000 in because I already had a computer.
Yeah.
I already had an office. I already had a printer. I already had everything. I really just needed to get something set up so I could start like my software charging.
Right.
And I think I'd already had business cards. And so like, I just had a pile of receipts. And then once I started like making some money, which took a while, because if anybody has missed it in this podcast, I quit my job 1 month before the pandemic. So it took a while before I had anything to reimburse myself with, but I didn't have a ton of hard costs, and the hard costs I had were relatively low. Like,
it's the software that got you.
Well, so this is actually an interesting thing that happened. So I signed up for the full Creative Cloud, which is now I pay it by the year, but I think at the time I was paying $50 a month.
Yeah. I have been doing monthly just because like I was waiting to kind of really get a steady income going, but I'm at the point too. I'm like, I hate having to put in a receipt in every month. I'm going to switch to annual.
I do it annual at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. So that way it's ready for the year. So, but this is, I signed up for it and then all my work dried up because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And somebody another like designer or creative, or he may have been a photographer, texted me and was like, by the way, Adobe is discounting all of their software by 50% off for the next 3 months if you just email them and tell them that your business was impacted by COVID. And it absolutely
was. It definitely was.
I emailed them and like within a day, like I got all the software off for 50%
off. Man, there were so many good things.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of really bad things.
Yeah. I much would have preferred if the world didn't end and I wasn't starving for money and I would have just paid for Adobe upfront. But yeah, so I only had to put like $1,000 in.
Yeah,
my hard costs
for sure.
Are pretty low.
That makes sense.
So, all right. So we've started, we've named our business.
Yes.
We started our business.
We started it.
We went and got our
money.
Business accounts. this is something when I say this to people, most people know this, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Yeah.
Your business account can't touch your personal account.
No.
Don't ever let them touch. Do not transfer money between them. You can have them at the same bank, but I write myself a check every time I take an owner's draw.
Yep.
And the reason why that's so important is if somebody were to ever sue me, I am protected because they've always been separate assets.
Right. It's also the reason I set up an LLC to begin with.
To protect yourself.
Yeah. Some people, and more common, the side gig freelancers,
I didn't have an LLC when I was side.
No, most, a lot. I won't say most because I don't know the facts, but like a lot,
I think
don't.
A lot don't. But I did encourage the students. I was like, if you're going to be freelancing, I would go ahead and set it up. It's a small, it's a small investment and it protects you.
Yeah. It just protects all the things. So,
and also this is something, it's a pet peeve of mine. So I'll just say it here.
Yeah.
LLC is a legal designation. It is not your company name and it doesn't need to be in your logo.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it out.
You called me out on this because when I first
started.
Take it out.
Did you do that? Did I tell you to take it off?
You did tell me to take it off. So I have it on my business card. And it's funny because when if I'm making a logo for a client, I would never put it on
there. I don't remember sassing at you about that, but that tracks.
And I was like, and I did for my business card, but I think it was because I was so excited that I was an LLC.
I think it's ugly. So I'm always like, take those letters off.
So like whenever I run out, do a second run, I'm going to drop the LLC. But at the moment I was like, I'm just so excited that I made this LLC. And then at the time I was like, why did I do that? Because I would never do that for a client.
Yeah.
I hate having an LLC.
Pull it off.
Yes.
Yeah. But on that note, let's say you start your LLC. This is very loose. We should have caveated this at the beginning. We are not this is not legal advice.
No, we can't, guys.
We can't. But this is what I know.
Yeah.
Let's say I'd started my LLC as Purple Comb Studios LLC. And then I was freelancing doing that. And then I decided to pivot to Eva Fusat Creative.
Yeah.
I believe you can file paperwork and not have to change your original LLC. Cause I will sign contracts all the time for clients and it'll say XYZ company, DBA, ABC company doing business as, right?
Oh,
so
there's
a way to bridge if you've got one legal entity already set up,
right?
And like for branding purposes, it's got a different name on the front end.
Yeah.
Consult an attorney on that. Consult the attorney that's going to set up your LLC on that.
Yeah, not us.
But right. But I say that because people may be hesitant. Well, what if I want to call my company something different in the future? Two things. You can probably just do a DBA in your contracts and be covered, I would think. But number two, if not, then you got a $500 setup 10 years from now.
Right.
To just do a new one.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe not even that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So we've named our company.
Yep.
We've set up our business account.
Yes.
I have an accountant.
Okay.
I
remember. So when I officially decided that this was the direction I was going to take my life, I
talked her into
I made Eva go get coffee with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay,
if you want to quit your job, let me take you to lunch.
And I was like, make me a list of all the things I got to do to get this started.
Did we SWOT analysis this?
I mean,
SWOT analysis.
Well, we basically did this episode over coffee. So one of the things was get an accountant. And I was like, oh, that's easy enough. Why not? Girl, I
remember you texting me.
I was so frustrated. So I'm a single member LLC and I don't know if like I'm just not that big for some accountants or whatnot.
I already had a personal accountant that picked me up.
And I've always used TurboTax before, so I didn't already have a personal accountant. And I called accountants. I emailed them. Some of them I emailed and called multiple times.
During off season too, I did recommend
to
you
until
it wasn't tax season.
I made sure I did not do it during tax season.
Yeah.
None of them answered their phones. None of them called. One of them that did finally answer the phone, like, oh, we can set up a meeting. It'll be $200. to set up a meeting. And I was like, okay, you're not the one.
Are they an attorney? Attorneys are the only ones that I know. Right? I was like, only certain attorneys set up like fees like
that. Yeah, I was so caught off guard. I was like, all right, well, that alone tells me you're not the accountant for me. Mm-hmm. And finally, I had a lot of people that were like, well, I just use TurboTax. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was kind of intimidated by it at first. And honestly, we did it. It's the same way I've always done my taxes. And TurboTax makes it so easy. It's not an ad, but it makes it so easy. It like guides you through all the things. Yeah. And I just, you had to upgrade to the business one.
Sure.
Did all
but
that.
But you can write off that as an expense.
Yeah. And so my husband and I sat down and we were working on it and we got there. I was like, this is it. This is it. And part of that too, I'm crazy organized. I already had all the things together. Yeah. Like that's not hard. But yeah, it's not, I lost sleep over it because it was stressing me out so much. Yeah. Like everything else about this was not super scary to me,
yeah.
but I had to get the taxes right.
Well, so my guess would be that, so I use a person, you use TurboTax. My guess would be that, well, I know we're both compliant because we're using services.
Right.
Part of what, now I already have a relationship with somebody, so that's easier.
Exactly.
She probably finds things that maybe I can write off that maybe TurboTax wouldn't prompt me to find. Well, I think they probably prompt you for most of it.
They prompt me for most of it because
so I don't think it's a significant difference.
It is a self-guided, you can do the non-self-guided, but I want to find all the things. Mm-hmm. So I did self-guided and went through and it would give you categories and then it would remind you like, well, all these things would fall into this category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like figuring out the percentage of your
office in your house
and, stuff, and the percentage of your car and all of this.
Yeah.
And so once you, and like your phone and all these things and then it just calculates it all for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, once I finished, I was like, I lost sleep over that.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Is rude.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of beef with the accountants that didn't call me back, but it's fine. It's fine.
See,
they're busy.
It's fine. And see, it works better. Like I turned all my stuff over to my accountant and I emailed her a couple days ago and she's like, by the way, your quarterly tax payments, some of them are duplicate receipts. Did you make all of the pay? Because I put 4 in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was like, no, I definitely made 4 and I missent her receipts.
Yeah.
I sent her 2 for June and not 1 for September. But anyways, so for me, having that second set of eyes.
Well, it's kind of like the attorney thing, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to find an accountant because I just wanted that assurance.
Yeah. And
that
maybe you'll find somebody one day that were, but you met your obligation.
My obligation and it's working for me now.
Yeah.
And if the accountant doesn't call you back, that is an option for you too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had an accountant for years because I used to have very complicated taxes even before I worked for myself.
Yeah.
So that's why I already have somebody. So we've named our business.
Yes.
We have
our bank accounts.
We filed our taxes.
Yes.
So the only thing I really have to add from here is, you know, you have to have an attorney.
Yep.
An accountant's optional.
Yep.
I've hired a new accountant or a new optional thing.
Yes.
I hired a bookkeeper.
Yay. You talked about that in the previous episode that you wanted to look into that.
Yeah. So I hired somebody. They're through a company that like already kind of works with my invoicing system.
Okay, cool.
This is going to drive me crazy though. I need to just do my expenses in this account that my bookkeeper accesses and I don't need to do it in the program that I do my invoices in. So all my stuff's going to be all bananas.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter because I'm going to pull my books out of the other one.
Oh, fair.
But anyway, so I had my first meeting with them, my onboarding call where they just kind of get my ducks in a row. And so then I'll hear from my personal bookkeeper in the next couple of weeks.
Cool.
But, we'll see. I mean, I think it's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
Somebody to keep me going along the way because I would love to be able to pull my books and submit my taxes in January every year, but I always have to wait for me to have time to get all my stuff together.
That's right.
I'll keep you all up to date about how my bookkeeper's going.
Yeah. Very cool.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. I'm going to say it, Danielle.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty cool for an unsexy episode.
I
right.
I mean,
is it us?
It's us.
So that's business stuff.
Yep.
Business 101.
Yep. It's not all design. It's not all making it pop.
It's not.
But I hate that.
It's interesting though. Somebody was like, what do you do when you're like creatively burned out and you need to, you know, and I was like, I know so many people are like, oh, I do something else creative. I was like, I do not do that. When I am stuck in a hole, I go do something that uses a different part of my brain.
Yeah.
So I go catch up on my books.
Yeah, same.
Or I go do some invoicing. Same. I do some stuff like this. So while this doesn't seem sexy, to be honest with you, stuff like this, and honestly, like production work that is not using the same part of my brain, prevents me from burning out. Because if I had to sit down and make logos all day, every day, 40 hours a week,
hit a wall.
I would hit a wall and I would never be able to do it. So sometimes it's nice to be able to edit the PDF or
agreed.
Pull my invoices.
Agreed.
So
anyways. Love it.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all we have today. Yeah. We'll be back next week.
Hopefully it won't be raining next week.
Yeah. I don't enjoy the frizzy hair.
Yeah. I mean, this is a mood on a beach, but it is weird in like a building.
I think it was Taylor. I'm not a Swiftie, but like Taylor Swift was did one of her concerts and her hair, it was somewhere with high humidity. Yeah, and she said, my hair's gone to factory setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
This and is I was what like, my hair oh, looks I relate like, to that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start calling it that. My hair's on factory setting
today.
Yeah. Anyways, well, thanks for joining us, y'all.
Yes. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Remember to follow us on Instagram @GhostBossPodcast. And also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.